I don't believe it. That's what they say when the voicemail dump truck comes to their neck of the woods. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the very prestigious, often misunderstood voicemail dump truck for your Thursday, April 25th, 2024. We've got the band back together. That's right. It's the regular crew of rascals and hooligans and bushwhackers and everything else you can... Okay, I accidentally did a wrestling thing. And now... I'm upset. How do you do? My name is Jeff Bacalar. Again, voicemail dump truck. We'll get to what that means in just a little bit. But first, let's talk to Dan Reichert. How are you, friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Feeling good. Looking good. Jeff Grubb, how's by you?
I'm doing better. The wrist is still in pain, but I'm getting better every minute of every day.
I don't know if I'm familiar with the wrist situation.
I got those
new
roller blades. Not pay attention to him?
Oh, right. The rollerblades. Let's circle back to that because we got to say hi to Jan. No, shut up. We got to say hi to Jan Ochoa. Mr. Ochoa, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm learning a lot about how mucus indicates how you're actually doing.
And oh, yeah.
I thought I was doing cool. Apparently not.
What color is it?
We're green now.
You're green? Okay. Now, you're on the downslide unless you have a bacterial sinus infection, which means it's going to be a roller coaster and you're going to come back out worse than before. That's been my last month. So, you get yourself some doxycycline, get 7 days, morning, evening, full glass of water, start getting cleared up after about 48 hours. I know all about this right now.
I can't just take like a Dayquil.
I did that for a long time.
Antibiotics.
Didn't clear it up. I was taking that Mucinex. I was buying all that stuff from that CVS kiosk in Philadelphia. It made me sleep at night, but did not clear it up. It came back worse than before.
I just got to say, like, you know, everyone has like their understanding of like, oh, when Dan Reichert, you know, what is he like on camera and then off camera? And like, I just want everyone listening to know that, like, hearing Dan's moment by moment account of like his illness,
yeah,
it's just a peering into the madness. Like, it is a
it must be terrible to hear about it.
It is, yeah, versus... no, it is. It's almost as bad as experience it firsthand. Okay, I need to be clear here. But I'm glad you all seem to be on the mend for the most part. I feel like something's gonna attack me, right? Like, what's gonna happen to me?
Unless I can put some Invisalign in your face and give you TMJ, I think you're safe.
Okay, well, please don't do that. I believe that's elective, but nevertheless, please don't do that to me. I want to hear more.
Don't fall asleep at SGF, Jeff. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I'll lock my hotel
door. Don't give me your shoe.
Oh, God. I came across that video, and I felt so bad all over again.
Thinking about what you did in that lobby.
I can't believe Minotti did that.
Makes me crazy. It was you. It was no one else. It was you.
No, you...
Jan, what?
I was going to say, the thing that made me like kind of recoil and like get the ick all over again is not the whole shoe incident, mm-hmm. but that we also had to have small talk with that random lady that I think was
high.
Oh, yeah. She was so
high.
She
just came out of a like procedure or something. And she definitely was,
was having some work done and had some stuff to sell us her life.
It was intense. We don't really need to unpack that baggage there.
I felt
there.
Shame.
Wow, for the first time in your life.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Sean, please cut that out and send that to all of us.
I felt shame. I love hearing that.
The worst part about the lobby thing is always like, I'm like there trying to be like, okay, if I just sit still, he's eventually going to like work himself out. He's going to be like a toddler. He'll get bored. But it doesn't work because the entire time, Jeff Bacalar and Mike Minotti are just going, oh, geez. Oh, man, look what he's doing now. Well, oh, man. And he's so, it's lurking. Feed me.
Minotti, I know he's a vampire energy vampire, but like also Minotti was way more vocal. I mean, like, I know how to like be normal. Yes. Like,
I love hearing Mike's voice when he sounds like he's legitimately upset. It's like, guys, come on. God.
You get worked up. Yeah.
That's when Shay comes out. That's when he really shines. Okay. Jeff Grubb, what's wrong with your wrist? Why'd you do what you did?
I'm used to like the street roller blades I had for a long time, and I decided I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna get some slightly hybrid ones that could like work as like hockey roller blades and maybe like go play some street hockey or something.
Okay.
And I rocked back on my heel the way I often do, and it's just like the center of gravity on these skates were a little bit different, and I just kept going back and back and back until I'm like, oh, I'm gonna eat shit hard on this cement right away. It was like basically like I skated out to the end of the driveway and that was it, and I landed on this arm and it's all kind of torn up a little bit right there. It was way worse, but
damn,
I landed mostly on this wrist, and this wrist was like had to be wrapped up all weekend.
Ooh.
But it didn't break. I think it's just a sprain.
Yeah, you like urgent care, or what did you do?
No, I just wrapped it up. I did the peace and love.
No, damn.
You know about peace and love?
No.
So it used to be rice, which is like
that's if you get your phone wet.
Yeah, probably right. Exactly. These
that's
are
what I eat a lot of.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't? It's. I think the I used to stand for ice, but you're not supposed to put ice on there anymore, and you're not supposed to do like aspirin. That reduces swelling. You want the swelling, and you're not supposed to put ice on there because that also reduces the swelling. The swelling is good, so you compress it instead with like a wrap, and then you keep it raised, and then you let it rest. And now you're supposed to exercise it to like get it better, and that's why I have the medicine ball.
But isn't swelling compromised by wrapping? Like, aren't you like suppressing the swelling?
Apparently the compression works together with the swelling to actually help it heal faster.
Push pull.
Apparently,
push pull.
Yes. It's like pushing against the swelling, and then the swelling pushes against the injury.
I've heard that about the anti-inflammatory stuff because, like, they said that like my teeth hurt with the new Trave Invisalign. Like, don't take it because you want the inflamed stuff to kind of help things move back to where they should be.
Right.
You know?
So you can take some like acetaminophen. I love thinking about your inflamed mouth though.
Do you want to just go have like a bender or something? We can't keep like talking about like health problems.
We're
like
not
this.
Getting no, younger, Jan. Health...
No, look. No. First of all, hurting your wrist rollerblading can happen to anybody. So that's not like an old man
but it was,
problem.
I really ate shit.
Yeah, but like
healing takes longer.
Well, I thought you played hockey, Grub, didn't you? Like
time to hockey,
right? So I was like, I was my old skates. It was no problem. It was great. That's why I was like so surprised when it happened, like right away. Mm. I just wasn't used to them. I also didn't have them fully laced up, right? It was like there was a bunch of dumb decisions that led to it. But I was just like testing them out to make sure they felt okay. And then I just went down. So,
you call me next time, okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna need some help. Get a refresher.
And Dan, I mean, who are you to say like about criticize anyone's?
Who am I criticizing?
I thought I caught some of that just now.
The hell are you talking about?
Okay.
No, I was saying time to hockey. Can't get through a single podcast that talk about hockey. 7 minutes. Time to hockey.
All right. Let's make fun of things that you love. You know?
We did have a 10-second bushwhacker.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was
we beat you. We beat the hockey with the wrestling. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
You guys want to name some states again? I wasn't here for that one, but if you guys want to, just get right to
okay,
that.
No, I'm dead ass. Set. One, okay, all right. One UPF. We have to start it by naming 100 women.
What? What is this, a Billy Eichner challenge? Like, what is that?
No, I saw this on TikTok. What's his face?
Yeah,
Northern Lion did this.
Yeah, Northern Lion.
Just name 100 women.
100 women.
Yeah. I could name 100 men. What does it have to be?
Yeah, that's
like,
about my first thought, yeah.
Well,
I understand.
Let's see how far we can all get.
We're not going to do that. We're not doing that today.
Not today.
Let's bring it on UPF, though.
Bring your dib to work day. We can't do it on bring your dib to work day.
Okay. Real quick. Let's get to 10. Let's get to 10 real quick.
Okay.
All right. We'll go around the room.
Alive
we'll take
or
turns.
Dead?
Either.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to go with Oprah. I'm going to take the easiest one.
Cool. Dan.
Mickey James.
The Virgin Mary.
Mother Teresa.
Liza Minnelli.
Six.
Tori Wilson.
Seven. I'm fucking up. Anna Kendrick.
Dan, this is so dangerous. It's on the internet. You would not be able to think of a seventh woman. It's on the internet.
You walked
now.
Into
you
this,
like,
Jan.
You said,
you walked
you
right
said,
into this.
I'm so scared of.
Because I know I was about to say my first grade teacher, but I didn't want to say her name.
AOC.
Oh, boy.
Okay, one more.
Barbara Walters.
All right, there we go. We just need to do that a couple more times.
There you go. 9 more times, and we got 100.
I just wish we worked with some women. That would help so much more.
That's at least three.
Oh, Christ. All right, you want to talk about pain? You want to talk about pain?
What's happening to you?
What the hell? Oh my God. This is scary.
I want to talk about
how you come home from work. You work at home, but I'm just imagine you come home from work every night. Damn, you want to talk about pain?
I just walk downstairs.
Give him 6 months and he's going to be Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket.
Nice. Sit him down and be like, you want to understand pain, boy? I took a slap shot off my ankle.
Oh, that's pain.
Like in a way that I've never had it hurt like that before, in a way that it felt like a pop, like an explosion in my ankle. Everything from my kneecap down instantly had pins and needles. Like, and there's video of it. And it's this thing called Live Barn. I don't know if you know that. Every ice skating rink basically in the country has this thing called Live Barn. It's a subscription service and you can go back and watch footage of like anything.
Yeah, Girth Masters on there, right? Yeah.
So I'm looking at it and like you can just, and it's blurry because it's not like zoomed in, it's not high quality, and it works algorithmically because it follows the action. And dude, like I just seeing myself like hunch over so quickly and just like, and like not even knowing what to do, just sort of like going back and forth 180, like do I continue to play or do I go back to the bench? It felt like, oh, it just felt like mush. It felt like mush. Everything just turned to mush.
Like slap shots are kind of try hard, right? Like these days, like.
So look, it hit me in the spot right below the shin pad, like where the shin right. comes down and where your ankle is slightly exposed with the tongue of the skate. So like very, unfavorable and disappointing and quite frankly, unlucky place to get hit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a wind up clapper that okay. like, but it was a slap shot for sure. And it hurt a great deal. And I get on the bench and start putting pressure on it, start getting feeling back. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I hope I didn't just fucking break my ankle. How fucking stupid would this be if I broke my ankle? I can't. I'm like going through all those feelings, all those emotions.
That's what I was doing with my wrist. Right? I was laying in my yard.
Exactly.
Having the same conversation with myself.
You're like so mad. You're like, why can't I be like a pickleball person or something, right? And then you start putting weight on, you're like, oh, feelings coming back. Okay, this is gonna be okay. And then I got back on, I missed the shift, I got back on, I played. Oh, yeah, it was tender, but I kept going. When I got to the locker room, everyone's like, yo, just so you know, when you take off your equipment right now, shit might go down. I'm like, what do you mean? What does that mean? What are you talking about? They said, you might feel new pain when that happens because the tape and the shin guard and all that stuff, like you said, Grub, is compressing, right? Is compressing your stuff. And I was really scared. I sat there and I slowly but surely, and when I took it all off, I did feel like this rush of blood
just
sort of like... things adjusted and it was all shit. I just shit myself right then and there.
Wow.
And then I had for about 24 hours basically like a golf ball on my ankle.
Ooh. Yeah, I was gonna say, did it look real gnarly?
Side by side, it was just so disappointing, so upsetting. Like, just, you know, you have a little bump where your ankle is and you're like, okay, that's fine. But on the other side of that, no.
Yeah, I do always, like you see guys in hockey like get hit with a real slap shot, like 90 miles an hour, and they go down right away and they leave to go to the locker room, and then I'm like, well, they're just done. Like if it hurt that bad and the leg stopped working, that they probably did permanent damage, and then they're back out like the next period, and it's like it was probably pretty similar to what you experienced, right? Where it's like the pain is so bad right away, but it does kind of go away with the adrenaline.
Yeah, I mean, it went away in the moment, but like I couldn't really sleep that night because you can't, like laying down flat, just my leg flat. It was just like the pressure of like just stuff happening. Ugh. It was gnarly, you guys. Like I was really worried. And then like a day and a half later, it just kind of like dissipated to the point of like, oh, that's just sore. And then it's like, and now I'm fine. It's unbelievable. I guess that's what it is, right? Just like trauma, bam, all your stuff gets sloshed around up in there in your guts.
And then you grow new flesh.
And then you're back. Mm-hmm. And then you take home the belt because you got MVP of that game.
That's
my
right.
WWE belt.
Is that when you got us
the slack with like the, you had like a goal and a game-winning goal or whatever?
Yeah. That's it.
Hell yeah.
I got the belt.
They but don't it, give it that was the U.S. anybody. Title that he sent me a picture of, and it said MVP on the nameplate, which that means something entirely different to a wrestling fan, especially that title. So I was like, why do you have an, are you like an MVP mark? Like, which, he's cool. Yeah. But like, I didn't, but it was a sports thing.
They're both just
wasn't
Steely Dan.
Montel Vontavious Porter. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you just said. All I know is that I got the belt for that game. You get awarded in the locker room, and it was super sweet. And
congrats. Then next well, congratulations.
Game, thanks, you guys. Next game, I get to give it out to somebody. So,
me!
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's
you
what
should
I'll
have play. That video. Take that video from the live barn or whatever of like you saying, hey, I want to give this to my friend Dan Reichert who isn't here.
Yeah.
Doesn't play on.
I'll be gracious. It's
arguably. Anyway.
Kiss the belt, put it on the bottom of the ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. That's my story. What, anyone else got business they need to take care of?
Business.
Dogs are cool. That's it.
Hey, well, that's a fact. That's a
yeah.
Old fact.
I went to a thing over the weekend called StumpyCon. And it was just like, bring your stumpy little dogs. And it was primarily just a bunch of little corgis. And it's just hilarious. Just
bring all
them.
The dogs that we really fucked up with breeding.
Yes.
It's like, hell yeah, let's do it.
Yes, yes. And also, I don't know if anyone here can answer this, but why do Basset Hounds constantly look like they're high?
That's just their eyes.
Oh,
and
that's
face.
Just like the hello, my name is
yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like that
Droopy
guy.
Droopy dog. Yeah, yeah.
That was
yeah,
pretty yeah, yeah. good, Jeff. That yeah, was
yeah,
very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like,
I don't like you, yes. but I'm in a state of constant melting. Like,
look, that's how they talk. We didn't make it up. That's how they talk.
Yeah, yeah I've seen cartoon documentaries about this. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Bonk and I were high once in San Francisco, and we decided to walk down to the beach, Ocean Beach, and we're just walking down. And yeah, we're just walking down Terrible there, and we see, it's like, oh, a corgi, great. And we're high, and we see a corgi, and it's like, that's so cute. And then like a block goes by, and we see another corgi, and it's like, wow, two corgis. And then on the next block, there were like three corgis, and we're like, what the hell is going on? Then we got to the beach. It was CorgiCon, so we're just high on the beach, and suddenly there are literally hundreds of corgis around us, and we're like, this is fucking incredible. What is this?
What's your guys' like most interesting interaction with animals while on drugs?
Goat at a petting zoo.
Wow. Huh. What happened next? Is this for Penthouse or is this for us?
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. You left it hanging in such an awkward way. I'm sorry, Backyard. You know, a goat at a petting zoo. And dude, then I'm like, wait, well, right?
Do people even know what Penthouse is?
No.
Like, is that even
Norman Mailer?
I'm making a lot. No. That is like my 50th old man reference today. All right.
Was it Norman Mailer? Was that
Penthouse, dude? What?
Penthouse forums. Dear Penthouse, you won't believe what
happened. Believe it or not, Jeffrey Grubb, the story doesn't end with me and the goat. Fucking okay.
Okay, I believe you. Sure.
Look, you're
all
from
right,
a different generation, Backlar. You know, I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
It's bring your dip to work day today, Grub. Please.
Where is he? Is he under your hat?
No.
He can't hear.
I was like feeding this goat, and I like locked eyes with it in a way where I was just sort of like. And I don't know if you've seen the pupil of a goat, but it's like a barbell. It's like,
yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
It's not right. There's something not right.
Yeah.
And I started to like see Satan, like with like the pentagram horn goat thing. And I was just sort of like, you know, I'm not hallucinating. Weed doesn't make you hallucinate. But like, I was just sort of like, I don't know what it is about you goat, but you and I are on the same level here. And that's how I started worshiping Satan.
No. You know my story because I wrote it into the Beastcast. You guys
Penthouse.
One time talked and Penthouse. That's cool right.
Joke. In the same, really.
Yeah, cool, I mean, same joke. Thing. It was you guys were talking about like Far Cry, and you were like, I remember back you were like, oh, they're in the game. Like you could get drugs and you could talk to animals, and it's like that's cool. And I'm like, I wrote in saying how my friend was on acid at Ohio State, and he was talking to some geese at Mirror Lake. And then they started attacking him. And I just was sitting on the bench, also really high, watching this happen in front of me. And they beat the shit out of him. He had to run away.
I dated the girl once, and she was talking about there was a time they were at the ocean, like on this dock or something, and they were all on mushrooms or acid or something. And she was with this guy that was just out of his mind high. And he saw what he thought was this inflatable manatee that was just like by the dock. And he's like, oh, awesome. And he ran, jumps off the dock and like goes to like cannonball onto what he thought was like a floaty manatee.
Oh, no.
No, it was the bloated corpse of a shoot manatee, and he went straight through it and decimated it.
What?
What the fuck did you just say?
That's insane.
He resurfaced in the water. He's like, ah, ah, it's like in his mouth and stuff.
No fucking way. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No way. That's not
that's
how physics work.
That's...
What does that mean?
Did a cannibal throw a manatee corpse?
Jumping on anything that looks like a manatee. Like, even if it was an inflatable manatee, it's not your inflatable manatee.
What is that?
I don't know.
Jeff, let's just get to the voicemails.
If you haven't been able to tell, this is a call-in show.
He's crying now, audio listeners.
707 exit flu.
Bring Dib in.
Is our phone number? He's not home yet. He's not home yet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Decimated is the appropriate word.
He
that's,
wound up going to school. He wound up going to school on bring your child to work day. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do we pivot? How do we?
Voicemail.
Oh, okay. We have voicemails curated by the one and only Jan Ochoa. Thank you so much, Jan Ochoa. We're going to go around the podcast room and chat to pick as many voicemails as we can possibly get through in about, I don't know, 40 minutes or so. All right. First up, we'll go with Jeff Michael Grubb.
All right, I'm going to go with loveyou.mp3.
Hey, what's up? Just wanted to say happy birthday to my husband, Carlos. You're amazing. I love you. You know, I'm trying to learn. I've been trying to learn since before we got together. I love you all. That's it. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, caller. It was a little muffled for a second. What was the spirit of that?
Happy birthday to her husband.
Was it Carlos?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Carlos.
Happy birthday, Carlos. Absolutely. I didn't get anything else from that.
Yeah, right? That was all right. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan Reichert, somehow it's your turn.
Throw up at.
Hey, Bombers. I'm Mike from Florida. So I'm on my way to my son's school to pick him up because he got so worked up arguing with another kid that he threw up. And it's like, would that be the definition of working yourself up into a shoot? And also, like, what do I do in this situation? That never thought my son would get so pissed he'd throw up at another kid. Yeah, so.
Damn.
No.
Bye.
Thanks,
caller.
That's not the right use of work yourself into a shoot, because the work part of it is like in kayfabe. And if he was like shoot in an argument, if there was like shoot heat between them, then there's no working involved. So
yeah,
like,
it was all
no one
shoot.
Got worked into a shoot. That was just a straight up shoot, brother.
So this kid got so angry, he threw up.
Yeah, it happens, right?
No, yeah. I'm not judging. It's actually kind of sad. I feel bad.
Right, it's just like emotions at the surface, right? That's what that is. And like my Addie gets, she'll cry so hard she'll make herself puke, and she did that a lot more when she was a lot younger. She's five still.
Kind of funny,
so it's like,
yeah.
Yes, right. I'm like, it's happening. I'm like, all right, let's go cry in the bathroom. That would be a fun place to cry. predicting the future here. But it's like, yeah, the kids are just all emotions. That's all they have, and they cannot control them at all. And I don't think they really get a good grasp on them until they're well out of actual high school. Like a lot of kids in high school, like, oh, they got their stuff together. No, they don't. They're all still just really emotional.
Even
so.
As adults, they don't have them under control.
Yes.
Let me
tell
you, friends. Yeah, even so in the group amongst us, if we're being
So what do you
honest.
Do about it? You just tell him it's okay. You tell him it's okay. That's what he needs to hear right now, I think.
Yeah. That comforting parental figure. You know?
Get or make yourself, him, try to make him upset so you can see it for yourself.
Or get yourself into a work shoot and then throw up to show your son, hey, it's okay, it happens.
There you go.
I mean, that has happened. I mean, like, Draws did worked pukes, you know? Like, that's happened before. Remember when Seth Rollins took out Rey Mysterio's eyeball and he threw up? That was a worked puke.
Have any of you actually thrown up outside of, come on, pay attention, outside of like food poisoning and drunk?
Like
an emo, I guess those are like emo pukes maybe? Like
This one time, I decided to roll across a whole convention floor, and I was so busy.
You puked?
For a while. I almost puked. I almost puked.
Oh.
I wanted to puke at the end of the roller coaster video, the Mario on a roller coaster thing, but I couldn't work up a puke. I just stood by a fence for a while.
So wait, are you saying you wanted to for the content?
Yeah, I thought it would be the funniest ending to that video if I rode a roller coaster so much that I puked.
That cool.
But I kept riding, but then the park was about to open, so I had to stop. And so like, I was going to go until I puked, you know?
That's pretty good. I think that would have been a good cherry on the sundae there.
Yeah.
That is my question. Have you guys ever had to puke because of something like a roller coaster?
No, just I get a little tummy ache and my head feels bad.
Yeah.
So I'm with you with the almost puking. There's a ride in Six Flags Great Adventure in Jersey called King Daka.
Yeah.
That like was built not carelessly, but maybe perhaps irresponsibly.
Okay.
And that ride has like, from what I understand, garnered a reputation of just being like janky in a weird way. Not unsafe, not particularly unsafe, but just sort of like there's good days and there's bad days, you know? Like sometimes you're going to get up there. Maybe the roller coaster doesn't make it over the apex and you go back down the other way just because of like, you know, physics and wind shear and stuff like that. I was on it once where it felt like a plane crash simulation and violently shaking in a way that like I was just like disoriented for like 24 hours and could not puke but wanted to.
I kind of had a pukey thing a couple years ago when I accidentally like inhaled some Coke Zero into my lungs and it was like kept coughing. I was coughing so much and so violently. I was on all fours on the ground. I'm sure Bonk thought I looked really cool. It was like and my eyes were like super bloodshot and I was having a panic attack because I was like, I'm going to die because I got Coke in my lungs.
How'd you do that, man?
I was just like drinking it. And if I remember right, I don't remember if I was talking or laughing or something happened, but I definitely just inhaled it. And then I just felt it here up in my upper torso jangling around. And my body was so violently trying to expel it. So I was trying to get my head below my lungs. So I go, and it just, you know, gravity gets it out. And I just did it so much that my whole head was red. And then there was like snot everywhere. And I was just like, yeah, I looked real cool.
I was trying to do like, I was trying to portmanteau pneumonia and a word like moron or idiot. I just can't get it to work, but yeah.
How'd you know it was in your lungs? Like, how'd you come to that conclusion?
Very distinctly felt Coke Zero in my lungs.
Like, yeah, it's like in you feel it in the different pipes, right?
Yeah, there's like, no Coke question Zero's about acidic. This.
Can and you? It's like, I don't think your lungs are supposed to have acid in them. That would be bad.
Or my any body liquid. Immediately and violently being like, no way, get this shit out of here. Like, yeah. Not where that goes.
Man. I told this story in here before, but I won a pie eating contest and then rode the zipper and was completely fine. Didn't feel anything. So now I've never had this issue.
Good for you.
Yep. It was 4-H. I was there because of 4-H, but it was the Michigan State Fair. Yeah.
So you had an aspiration, Dan, according
Whatever.
To
Whatever. I don't know.
It's when
sucked.
You accidentally get something, be it food or liquid or other material, into your lungs by accident.
Yeah. That was what that was.
How the
Which is why like, you, like aspirator, right? It's when like they like, yeah.
Oh,
they
have that makes sense.
Tube going, yeah.
Oh, that's, I'm going to say bad. That's funny.
It was, it, in the hindsight, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny bad.
Poor Bob. Because
remember when I got that ramen in my eye at the ramen restaurant? And I had to go to the bathroom and just deal with that
right,
for a while.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun.
God, yeah, let's never go to that specific ramen place again.
Because no,
I had terrible
again.
Food poisoning.
Yeah,
but I had nice afterwards. Stuff, and Mike did fine with his milk noodles or whatever.
His paste.
Just pour some liquid over my noodles.
A buddy of mine was telling me that, like, sometimes he has, like, spicy stuff that causes him to, like, feel like he can't breathe for a second. Has that ever happened?
That's an allergy.
Yeah, that sounds like an allergy, right?
Yeah, it sounds like your throat is closing, yeah.
Weird. Hmm. Anyway. I hope he gets like medical attention.
Yeah, I hope your friend doesn't die.
I don't know. I'll tell Brandon. All right. Thank you, caller. Let's move along. Whose turn is it? I believe it's Jan's.
Cindy Lauper.
It's one of the women I was gonna name.
I just realized that Jeff Grubb is in Cindy Lauper's music video for the Goonies Are Good Enough.
Captain Lou?
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
I do have Captain Lou energy.
I think you do. Can you start wearing like weird rubber bands on your face?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you.
I do the Mario constantly.
That's what you're wearing for the new play club. That's why I told you you don't need to wear much.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Just rubber bands on my face and nothing else.
In a Hawaiian
shirt.
Dear
penthouse. Yeah.
I've never seen this music video.
Yeah,
I'll
me look
in, yeah. I'll investigate, but I don't remember being in that music video. Although I do. I am a Cyndi Lauper fan. I think Cyndi Lauper's cool. Great. Yeah.
I see who he's talking about at like right. 20, very early, around like 18 seconds.
18, let's see.
All right, I'm going myself. Okay. Well, that's not that funny, whatever you're looking at.
That's Captain Lou. Yeah, that's just
Captain Lou. Yeah,
that's Captain Lou.
Yeah.
Grub, this is a good look. You should adopt this look.
Yeah.
I will 100% do this look.
He's not with us anymore, right?
No. Yeah, you should lean into the Captain Lou-ness.
I'm okay with that, yeah. I'm growing the hair back out, so.
Yeah, like, you could do this easy.
I'm not going to lie, like, there is a...
Is that Bobby Heenan?
Yeah, oh my God, he was like a wrestling...
It's a rock and wrestling connection, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think... okay.
It's Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
It's Ronnie Pike. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Tell me, Grub.
Rock and wrestling.
How do you feel about rubber bands?
I want him on my face real bad.
He had them in places that didn't make sense.
I don't know how he was adhering to them.
It's like his moles, it looked like. Yeah.
Okay, I just can't with that.
Freddie Blassie. Yeah, okay. All the stars.
Nikolai
Volkov is milking a cow.
Hey, what did wrestlers have to do with Goonies?
I've never seen Goonies. I don't really
Goonies
know.
Goonies is great. Okay,
you've never
you
seen
probably,
Goonies?
Probably won't. They were like, Mike's never seen it, and then Mike started making fun of me for having Goonies energy, which was like...
How do you know that?
Is that nautical themed? Is it like a pirate thing?
There's a pirate ship.
There is a pirate, but it's not...
I think this goes along nautical. With my Hook thing. Why I never saw Hook is because as a kid, I just thought pirate stuff was lame, and so I didn't see Hook, I didn't see Goonies.
It's not pirate stuff.
Exactly, and maybe you caught a little bit of wind of that in like the trailer for Goonies. I'm sure they
maybe
like, pushed the pirate stuff in the trailer. I don't know. But like, no, dude. And like also Hook is kind of barely it's part of it, but it's not.
Okay.
I don't think Dan would like Goonies if he watched it today.
No.
He'd be like, these are kids and kids suck.
Yes.
Like movies could have kids in them and be like Sixth Sense is good. But like if it's a movie for kids, I'm probably not going to like it.
No, I don't think it's as for kids as like Hook was.
It's for cool kids.
I don't know.
Like Terminator.
The 40-year-old child I know hates kids' movies. Love it.
It's closer to Terminator than it is to Hook, Goonies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just watch Goonies. It is. I think it's a blind spot at this point. You probably shouldn't have.
I'm a busy man.
No, you're not.
Look, Quackshot isn't going to speedrun itself.
I'll just watch it again. You guys keep missing out.
Yeah, I'm going to push back and say you're not busy.
I know. The thing I need to plug soon rather than later is I haven't seen the Street Fighter movie. I need to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, with Raul Julia?
Yeah, there's so much
Van Damme.
Cool stuff in
I've
that movie.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It seems like something that's up my alley. I love the Mortal Kombat movie. You know,
That's surprising.
I should probably see that.
That's surprising.
Wait, you have seen the Mortal Kombat movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
Love it.
I thought
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Tuesday line from Street Fighter.
I know Kenny Omega has said a bunch of lines from the Street Fighter during promos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it's a lot of fun.
I'm gonna choose a voicemail. I'm gonna choose it was there, man. .mp3.
Yeah, I'm drunk. I'm high as shit right now. I just looked at one of these magic eye puzzles and I got it, man. I fucking got it. I can't believe it. I can't believe these are even real, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought people were like bullshitting, like, oh, there's nothing in here. But look at this picture, there's a fucking shark in it. It's so fucking cool. I felt like I was about to cry or something, man. It was there, man.
That's the highest anyone has ever sounded.
Yeah.
I am so happy for them. I'm like emotionally touched. I'm so happy they had that moment and they got to see it. It is there, man. You're right.
It's like Drew Carey at a Fish concert at the Sphere.
Yeah. Yes.
So
exactly.
When the caller started speaking, I was like, I don't believe this person. I think they're faking it. And then it reached the point where I'm like, oh no.
No one's ever faked this.
No, yeah. You can't be the. You can't fake it this way.
Their third eye is open and hasn't closed.
That was like what's his face in fucking Mallrats.
Yeah, we no one knows the character's name, but the guy that sees
Ethan,
the 3D image.
Ethan Soupley, right? Is that the
sure?
Guy? Yeah,
Soupley,
right?
Yeah, old Sloopy. Yeah,
Supply. Anyway, the dude who sees the schooner, right? And the magic eye.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are great. I love those.
Yeah, those are dope.
Do they work online? So if I just
let me see.
Okay. Why would, right. What do you
magic?
It's not all like right. A light gun.
It could be like ink or something. I had trouble seeing them in books, so I don't want to assume anything.
All right.
So seeing them, so the trick to them, and I will share this information that I do not see a lot out there because Magic Eye obviously is such a relevant and timely contemporary thing. You almost have to like force cross your eyes a little
bit.
Yeah.
We all know that. Okay, cool.
Okay,
cool.
That's what the kids would yell at me in fifth grade, and my eyes just
hold on. Everyone put this on like underneath where your camera sits, and we're all going to do this at the same time, right?
Where is it?
Are we doing the same one?
I just searched magic eye puzzle.
I did too, but we should all have the same one so we can see if we can figure out what it is.
I'll put mine in chat.
But don't say it out loud. Let's all confer. Let's all write it down.
I'm gonna. Oh wait, it's in the file name. Let me see if I find one that doesn't have it in the file.
Yeah.
All right, give me a second.
Okay,
let's see here.
This is really like solid podcast stuff.
Yeah.
We'll put a link to this in the description.
I'm not gonna remember.
It's interactive.
Sean,
it's cross media.
Sean, don't remember. Right.
Okay.
I'm full screening
this. That's a crazy elaborate one.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. No, nobody's saying it if you see it. Hang on.
Wait, what are we looking? What am I supposed to do?
Whoa. Oh, have you never seen one?
No, I've seen these, but I don't know what I'm looking for.
I don't know what I'm looking for either.
I see it, but I don't know what it is. I just see shapes.
Okay, I think I'll say what I think it is. You ready?
Is it a...
Okay.
It looked like a habanero pepper.
No, I thought it was a fish.
Oh, it could be that. It could be that.
Is it not just
fish? It was a small thing.
Is it not just fish? You know, I'll say this. When you had the...
I'm going to throw up.
Book. I know. I feel nauseous now. When you had the book in front of your face, I think it was more helpful because you had a book that you were like pushing back and forth
around.
And not a monitor.
Yeah, that's true.
So I bet if you had it on like a tablet, you'd have this the same sort of dexterity with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Whoa.
Magic eyes, we're bringing them back, folks.
I'm gonna make it full screen.
Sorry, it's a very thick. What do you know about girth?
Oh, the master thereof.
We got to get a girth magic eye. That'd be sick. All right. Thank you, caller. I'm glad you're stoned. I'm glad it worked out for you.
I'm just too focused. That's my problem. I just can't unfocus my
eyes.
You're
too locked in.
Yeah. I'm too keyed up, locked in.
Yep. I get it. It happens to the best of us. You're cracked. Exactly. More on that later. Hey.
My Riz is too skibbity.
Shut up.
Ohio.
Dude, yeah, Ohio's right. fuck me, man. What are we doing? Chat chose the next voicemail. Chat chose Izakai?
Hey, y'all. I had to drive pretty far to get my dog, and I doubt he remembers where he came from. Does that make him an isekai?
It's kind of fucked up.
Is that like waifu?
Thank you, caller. Explain what that is. I don't know what that is. Explain
it's a kid in King Arthur's court.
I don't know that.
So, okay,
yeah,
so...
keep going.
Wait, is this like Black Knight? With Martin Lawrence?
Yes.
No, because Martin Lawrence knows where he comes from.
Oh.
No, you know where you come from in an isekai. You don't know where you are, right? No, because a kid in King Arthur's court isn't that the kid from modern times just goes back to
Knight.
The ancient times, medieval times. Black Knight.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
And Dan, best point of reference.
Thank
I'm 100%
you.
With you. Black
Thank
Knight
you.
Is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
No, it's just a dog that moved before he formed memories. And also it's a dog.
Yeah. I wonder what isekai literally translates to. I wonder if that's like more like actually what it means. Like,
well,
you
let's
don't
break
know
it up
from.
Based on our existing knowledge of Japanese.
Okay,
Grub,
so
you and
let
me.
See if there, let's see if there's any reference to water or Gohan, which is
Mizu?
Right in there.
Nope, nothing.
Nope, nothing. I don't
okay,
see it.
Wait. No. There's okay. Kudasai is please.
Yep. Yeah.
There's kai at the end of this word. I got nothing.
Yep. It's apparently means another world.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Oh,
I mean, I guess in that case, the dog does feel like he's moving
like
to another world.
Cool
the dog
world
isn't an isekai.
Is Cool World an isekai?
No.
The one where Brad Pitt goes to the animated world?
No.
It's not?
No, because I don't.
It's not fish out of water.
Isn't he a shoot dude that goes into the cartoon
saying, yes,
world?
I thought he always lived in the cartoon world.
No, I think he's a shoot. I think he's like a detective that has to go into the animated world. Last Action Hero. Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
the first
Last Action Hero. So isekai, yes.
Okay.
The first one. That was the first one.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
That's pretty sick. Thank
Man,
you.
I don't know if I've ever fully watched Cool World.
I haven't either.
I don't think that's required viewing.
You don't think that's part of the cinematic canon?
I don't think people talk about Cool World anymore. They talk about Last Action Hero. They should.
Of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All the people do.
Yes. Which is more important, you think? The Goonies or Cool World?
The Goonies. With, like,
I'll
Jen,
say
what
Goonies
the actual
even.
Fuck? What
yeah.
are you... Come on. What are you
I don't
positing?
Know. I don't know. Stuff changes over time.
It does, but not that.
Yeah, is Mario an isekai?
By that definition, I'd say yes.
Yeah, by that yeah, definition, sure.
Great, if he's from Brooklyn,
yeah. Yeah, I think yeah. A lot he goes of, in a pipe and, oh, shit, where am I? Yeah.
I think a lot of, like, another world slash fish out of water films fall into that catch-all.
Was me and yes. Fargo an isekai?
No.
Not so much.
No?
Well,
I didn't
close.
Know I was going on. Suddenly I was in a strange new
yeah.
world.
Actually.
How foreign of a land is fucking Fargo?
Was,
what are we saying?
I couldn't recognize anything, yeah.
That is so... A, that's no, dumb, well, and B, it's selfish.
Your money still worked and everything. You didn't have to like start from the ground up.
No, I didn't right. even check a passport or anything. I just got on a plane for an hour.
You just land in fucking, you're like, I'm in
the
isekai.
Here's how we start the travel show, Dan. Instead of isekai, it's a guy, and it's just Dan in
it's
a new
a guy.
Place.
It's a guy? Okay, and I'm
it's
the
a guy.
Guy.
And he just doesn't know where he is.
I'm
yeah.
the guy, okay.
And we don't tell you where we're shipping you.
Oh, yeah, perfect. It's a guy. Yeah.
Parfum.
Shit, that's real good.
Cut yeah. the check.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in the pitch channel in Asana.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go approve it.
I'm going to get that, awesome. That late career Conan run where I'm just traveling around and getting paid to do it. That sounds fun.
Really good idea.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay. We're coming back around. It's Grub's turn again.
Yeah, I'm going to go with defeating Brainiac.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate Super Dan on defeating Brainiac and saving his friends. But I have one final challenge for him. Can he remember where potatoes come from? Thank you. Bye.
Idaho, Peru, Bolivia, and the ground.
That's... Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
You wrote
what
all that
fuck,
out
Dan?
On the tablet in Jeopardy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are Idaho...
They equally come from Idaho and the ground. Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not arguing...
No, no,
he's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full nope. points,
yeah.
no,
yeah.
no.
Bob, Bobby Fish,
points,
where is
yeah.
the lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no response. That was perfect.
That yeah. was 1 week removed, right? Like, that was last week where
yeah,
Chef
because,
Reactions was on here?
Oh, that
sure.
was Chef Reactions, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Everyone should go back and listen to the Chef Reactions episode
oh, yeah.
of the voicemail dump
show. One of my favorites ever, yes.
Call back in a month with the same question, and then after that, we'll call like 3 months, and we'll just keep making it longer and longer, and we'll see.
I am going to bring Chef Reactions back. Let's tune back yes. in the summer, yes. so I'm bringing it back on.
Let's okay. get Chef Reactions Perfect. On like the Summer Game Fest couch. Just
God.
Hanging out.
That'd be sick.
Can we get like can we get that, Jamie dude. Kennedy for voicemail dump truck?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
I was trying to think of.
We're going
to
do a
no
table
reason.
Read of Malibu's Most Wanted.
That's okay,
weird.
Never mind. No,
weird
bad
request.
Idea.
Or no, kicking it old school. That's what I'm thinking
kicking
of.
Kicking it. Even worse.
None of those have aged well at all.
No,
nope.
They're all bad.
They have not.
He oh, boy.
He was great. All right. That was Grub, right?
Correct.
Now it's time for Dan.
Oh, Fast and Furious.
Yo, how did I miss these Fast and Furiouses, man? I mean, like, I just watched the 7th one, and that's the one where Paul Walker dies. But, like, in the movie, car crashes, the thing that killed Paul Walker are treated like I don't know, boo-boos? Like, yeah. they literally just walk out of them like nothing happened. The series is insane, and I don't know how I missed out on it for, like, so many years.
Yeah, I think in the most recent Fast and Furious movie, Fast 10, or Fast X...
Yeah.
Vin Diesel repels helicopters that have grapple hooked onto his car through sheer will.
Yeah.
Right.
It is yeah. so far beyond yeah, car chase stuff at this point.
I And like, I don't get it when people are like, I want it to go back to be about street racing. Like, you have
no, you don't.
Where's your imagination?
It turned into Metal Gear and good for it.
It turned into something so amazing, and we deserve this. We don't need to go back. Yes. Don't look back.
Hmm.
How do you feel about Fast and Furious, Jeff Bacalar? Is it important?
It's definitely important. Like, come on. That passes the importance test. Like, come on. You could rest assured. I have an underexposure to it. I'm just completely, like, I barely know anything about it. I think I've only seen maybe Tokyo Drift.
How did we not bring you in on any of that? We watched every one of them.
Because I have agency. Because I can say, like, I choose not to follow you along that path. I will zig when you zag.
Oh, you didn't want to drink 40s of malt liquor in the afternoon at your office.
Yeah, I did that. What did I do that?
I don't remember. Was it Face Off?
Yeah, no, I didn't. No, what did I do filming 40s for? I don't know. I did it for They Live.
Sudden Death.
No, They Live.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Oh, you did They Live? Okay.
What else did I do, Chad? I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I think I did two. Maybe one of them was the Fast and Furious. I don't remember.
Maybe it was Tokyo Drift.
It could have been Tokyo Drift.
I definitely... Oh, no. It was fucking Con Air.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
Oh, Terminator. We did like one at home, right?
We've done remote ones. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I was partaking, though, during that. What was that, no. Grub?
Didn't you do all the, like, those three Nick Cage ones? The Face Off?
We did Vampire's Kiss. Con Air. Face Off.
I think I just did Con Air.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I think I just did all that. Yeah. That's it. Okay. Thank you, caller. God. Of course.
Man, the stinger at the end of Tokyo Drift.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
The fucking camera pans over and like Bandolero starts playing. Always fucking gets a pop out of me, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, shit.
That's nice. Okay. I believe it's... Dan just went, mm-hmm. So I believe it's Jan's turn.
Key lime pie.
You got it.
Hey, yo, dump truck. I think a key lime pie could be pretty bad to fuck. I mean, it's not very sturdy, and ooh, that citric acid, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying there, caller. Okay.
Bad. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't like key lime pie to begin with.
Yeah. I think it gets a bad reputation, but I agree.
I think I've only had key lime pie flavored things, and I've always wanted to try the pie. I've just never been in a situation where I could.
You probably only had like the jelly beans.
Exactly.
Right?
I think I did try it. I think I was. It was surprisingly good.
It sounds great.
Refreshing.
I think it has like a stigma attached to it, needlessly, as it were.
Man, Bonk just got back from Japan and brought a bunch of Kit Kats and those flavors, like sugar butter tree and strawberry cheesecake and like all these Kit Kat flavors.
It's like a completely different company too. I remember we talked to the Kit Kat company, or I did at some point, and I'm like, get some of those Japanese flavors. They're like, oh yeah, sure, that's a different company. We have nothing to do with that. I'm like, what?
They're so it's weird. Good. God damn, they're good.
I used to have a Japanese candy subscription box. Ooh,
nice.
Cool. And all those Kit Kats would come in. I don't like the matcha, though. I'm not a matcha guy.
I'm not big on it.
It tastes like grass.
Dude, I like the sour candy stuff. The ones like the cola bottle things with the sour dust on it. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I love like everything because it's all like sesame seed based and it's all like mochi and all that stuff. But for whatever reason, matcha and we are just like on two opposite ends of the taste spectrum. And that shit finds its way in a lot of Japanese candy. Yep, yes, Jan.
Dan, I know you're not on TikTok, but have any of you heard of candy salads?
No.
No, but I could picture what's happening.
Basically what it does, it's like a group of folks will take a big bowl and everyone will buy a bag or two of candy, generally sour candy, say their name, what they brought, and dump it into the big bowl. Jiggle it around, and then they'll have a giant candy salad.
Oh,
so that seems like, fine. Hey. That seems like it's like the chocolates mixing together.
No, there's no chocolate. It's just sour candy gummies. It can't be chocolate.
Oh, that sounds chocolate.
Great.
It's basically it's like citric acid trail mix.
Because how could you do chocolate? Chocolate's gonna like rub up on stuff. The second,
right? That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Do you guys think chocolates are qualifies candy?
No.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Snickers is candy.
Yes.
I remember once I was like, I'm going to give up. Like, I wasn't even that religious as a kid, but I was like, I'll give up candy for Lent. And then I remember like a week, like a day later, being like, Well, I'm gonna have a candy bar. That's not really candy.
This just has it in the name, right?
Yeah. Like,
I think
yeah,
anything bar, you right? find in that section at the grocery store before the register, whether it's a Butterfinger or a Skittles, that's all the candy
People
section.
People magazine. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the aisle with all the Halloween candy. It's got the Mr. Good bars and stuff right next to the Twizzlers. It's yes.
Yeah, I do believe chocolate is candy.
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay. So Dib has this thing where I go, no candy. And he goes, how about an Oreo? And I'm like, motherfucker, like,
no
come
dessert.
On.
You gotta get a big umbrella.
No sweets. No sweets.
Like, sure. What do you think you're pulling a fast one? You think you're finding the loophole in the fucking system here, bro? Like, no.
Yeah. The kids are always like, I want something to eat after they just had dinner. I'm like, no, you just ate. They're like, well, I'm going to go look in here. And like, oh, you're talking about candy. Yeah. You're talking about treats. Yeah. You little shit.
Goes to the pantry and he's like, pulls out like a fun, like, you know, the Halloween pack size of like Reese's Pieces. He's like, I'm hungry. Can I have this? I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you, little kid?
That was my move at grandma's is like, she would make dinner and I'd have like one green bean and be like, I ate dinner and then eat a whole box of Cheez-Its.
Damn. Yep. A whole box?
I would do a whole box with I would do a whole box in one sitting with each one with the easy cheese and making sandwiches of the Cheez-Its with the easy cheese. I would go fucking nuts.
That's another level.
Whatever, dude. Up. She's got its revenge on you. I'm not worried about that, dude.
Cheese didn't hurt me.
Cheese didn't hurt you?
The tub did.
Well, that was Mary. That's not cheese.
I think we're going to give cheese that W. I think cheese deserves that.
The state of Wisconsin has earned a dub. Yeah.
I think it was Mary.
Dan is right.
Thanks, Mary.
Jesus. That shoot scared
me. Mary. Yep. Mary, that's fucked up. That you allowed that to get clipped like that.
I don't think she knows yet.
God.
What a cool way to treat your friends. All right, it's my turn. Unless you can't sleep, I've had some of that lately.
Okay, here's my day, and thank goodness this voicemail's here. 12 hours in the car, I listened to the voicemail dump truck 3 times with the chef. That is the best thing on. And then I got really high, and I'm listening to it again. And I can't sleep because I just keep laughing.
Aww.
So, chef should be a regular.
It was the best. Thank you, caller. That's really Thank funny to hear. It was.
I was impressed how easily he fit in. Like, slotted right in. He knew how to react to these.
I
guys.
Watched
that
enough of his clips, and I was like, "This is going to work."
So, yes. I think like you know, it's really great. I you know. Show it to your friends is all I can say. That would mean a lot.
And follow Chef Reactions. He's doing YouTube stuff now, TikTok, Instagram. Follow him.
That, you know, like, I think that's a very good onboarding episode to the voicemail dump truck.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Although I will say this, the next time Chef comes back, it's like, how do we even normal?
I realized he didn't know about the flavor crystals. We didn't go into me not knowing that the raw and uncooked, if it goes in the fridge.
Dan is a bountiful supply of food story.
The thing is,
go ahead.
Yeah, Mike got away pretty unscathed through that episode. Yes. I think we need to expose how much of a Disney adult and a parks freak that Minotti is.
We should make a specific call for like, hey, we're having Chef Reactions back on. Send your food questions. But if you want to lean a little in Minotti town, you can do that.
Well, that seems unfair and collusion adjacent.
Isn't Chef a Disney adult as well a little bit?
See, that's what I was going to say. Constantly collude.
Yeah. We do. What is Giant Bomb if not collusion?
Isn't colluding.
Yeah. No, but I do think you're going to get sympathy points because Chef demonstrated a Disney adult adjacent behavior. Word. Yes.
Can we start calling the Giant Bomb audience colluders?
I like that.
They're burnt.
I like that a lot.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Collaborators, yeah.
Chat went next. I think we're approaching the last voicemail.
Maybe we almost got a voicemail royale or whatever
almost
we call it.
Flush royale.
Almost. We'll see. Chat shows we stink.
Hello, duders. This is Adam from Reseda. Dan, I was listening to the other podcast, the Fire Escape one. We stink because we're old, man. I didn't smell either. And then I turned like 41 and a half. I just turned 42 yesterday. No, day before. We stink. I don't know what happened. I go to the gym every day. Or every other day, and I'm fine. And then all of a sudden, I'm going like, man, everybody stinks in here. And then I'm driving like, man, it's me. So, yeah, that thing is something. I think we get old and we smell worse, just like everything else gets worse when we get older.
Dan, you're smelly? Yay.
No, well.
Video games are fun. Anyway, what else stinks? Bye.
No, so the cliff notes on that is I didn't notice at a point a couple of weeks ago that, like, I was like, what the fuck is that smell? Do I, is there something, like, because I was showering, I was all that. And the only thing I could think of, it was just like a normal kind of like BO type smell that I haven't really noticed on myself since like gym class, you know? And I was like, where is this? And granted, I'm like running like five times a week now for this training thing. And it's like, oh, maybe it's that. No, I don't think it's that because I'm still running. I ran this morning. I'm not stinky anymore. It was like a few day thing. And I'm pretty sure it's tied to the fucking virus, bacterial infection I was fighting off at the time. And I was super duper fucking sick. Had to be something with my body going through that shit because I just did a week of antibiotics. I don't smell anymore. So, and I'm doing everything else the exact same.
That's gross, man.
I had a couple days of kind of BO. That's not that bad.
No, it's just it's not a knock on you. It's just sort of like,
it's just how you smell bad.
No, yeah, I checked with the bunk. I smell fine. Yeah, I checked with the bunk. She told me today I smell good.
It's like a weird set of circumstances that force you to smell.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like so sensitive to smell. Like that's the one thing. Like if I smell anything bad, it drives me crazy. And so like, yeah, I can't take that. So I like hope, and I also don't want to smell like an old man. This is a fear of mine. I'm like, been trying to think about like, okay, what can I do to avoid this? And so far so good, but it does come for everybody. And then, right? Old people kind of smell weird.
What
right?
is no, that no offense though? To old people. What is that smell?
Cabbage.
Cabbage. It's probably death
it
or cabbage.
It could be death.
Yeah. Why
it could
it
be like in Tale
or?
Of the Sun. You know how like when the Reaper is like floating above you, like you're probably
could
smelling
smell
the Reaper.
The Reaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Like in Tale of the Sun.
No, yeah. No, it's like mothballs. It's like
but no one uses mothballs in 2024, do they?
I don't know about that. Like
I need mothballs because I had a moth infestation. So yeah, I might smell like mothballs.
Oh. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Weird.
My house.
Weird.
Bad.
I don't know. Yeah, look, I would tell you if you smelled Dan.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not a smelly guy.
Part, you're fine.
Thank
no,
you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, there's some smelly ones though. You know, we did get just back
oh
from PAX,
God.
Did we not?
There was oh boy. Mm-hmm. It was PAX West last year. The whole group was crossing the street, and then I thought because we were outside, we wouldn't smell things. But goddamn, a gust of wind blew someone's sense
yep.
to my way, and I think I just loudly just like, oh, what the fuck, guys, and it just ruined my day.
It's bad. I mean, yep. You'll see it some like wrestling shows and stuff. They're just putting signs up, being like, hey, you paid to fly across the country to come to this wrestling show. Fucking take a shower before you show up, you know?
Jesus Christ. It's like, oh, there was a security guard checking my stuff at that same PAX and just, oh man, their own scent lingered on my stuff and it felt real bad.
The worst is when you're in a car. When you're in a car and there's a BO situation because the windows are up, you're in a confined thing, a long 40-minute airport ride or something, that's rough.
Yeah, but I was in an Uber once that I think my Uber driver shit himself.
Yeah, that's a bad time. Look. Yeah. I was on a bus in Jersey once, and this guy brought on a fresh, like, look, it seems like he just walked out of the Indian restaurant, had a full tray of shit, and he sat down on a packed bus, one of those NJ Transit ones where people are standing up, it's so packed, and he had a super pungent, like, I love Indian food, but it was so goddamn pungent in just 40 minutes to an hour of just, like, reeking up the whole bus.
Spices.
That's what they do.
Oh, yeah, Grub is that guy. You're just like, excuse me.
I actually am very conscious about, like, my food stinks. I wouldn't do that. That would bother me, too. Because I'm like, I don't actually, people take food on the plane, and I almost have never done that. Like, from, like, the gate into the plane. A lot of people, like, literally, like, legally, technically, it is okay. People do it all the time. I'm like, I'm just not going to bring my knife and fork meal in here and set it down. It's like once everyone's eaten because they brought you food, that's a whole other thing.
I go to the Hudson News, I'll get a bag of extra toasty Cheez-Its and a Kind bar, and I'm good.
Yes. Processed food that doesn't not emit odor, that's fine. Yes. But like a full just cooked meal, a sandwich with like a raw onions on it, I'm not doing that.
I'll do it.
You're a brave man.
You know what? It's okay. Look. People are gonna be like, "What do you mean I can't bring food on the plane?"
You
bring
food on the plane. I just wouldn't.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Yes, like, of course you can.
But just be like, you know, I don't know, considerate, I guess.
I'll offer the bagel to my neighbor if they want.
Yeah, you want a bite?
Yeah.
You wanna hit this?
I think of it as a power play sometimes.
Sure.
It makes me think of a film cast where they talk about like the slash film court where like someone bringing a bag of spaghetti into the movie and eat that.
Like that.
That's a good movie.
Oh, my partner and I have gone to the point where it's like, we watch enough movies, we support this place, we don't need to fucking buy their concessions, we're gonna bring outside food.
You absolutely can. I worked at a theater for years, never heard of anyone getting kicked out for bringing their own food. Liquor, if you're an idiot about it, sure, but not food.
Good to know. Thank you, Lord of the Theater.
Cinema.
Cinema Lord.
Cinema Sama. Mm-hmm.
Listen, this belt's getting heavy. We're going to have to wrap things up here on the voicemail dump truck. Thank you all so very much. We almost hit a voicemail royale. Almost. Is it a deluxe or a royale?
Flush royale? Is that what it was called?
Flush royale. That sounds flush, right.
Right, yes. A flush royale. Can we royale flush?
Can we just play Little Apple Juice Boy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what this is for.
Hey, dumpers. So it was my brother's birthday this past Sunday, and a funny little nickname for him made itself known to us on a recent trip to see our mom. She said, and I quote, "You always were my little apple juice boy," to him. Amazing. So I ask you, Bombardiers, can you please wish a happy birthday to Jake, our little apple juice boy? Also, if he could get a let's fucking go from Minotti, that would be the icing on the cake.
Too bad.
Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, I can't get Minotti in here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, little apple juice boy.
And Carlos.
Happy birthday to you.
My sweet little apple juice baby boys. It's been a wonderful voicemail dump truck. 707 exit flu. That's the phone number. We're back with a brand new show next week. Hope you can be there with us to have the fun. And we'll see you very soon. Until then, my friends, have a wonderful week. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Jeff Grubb. Thank you, chats. Thank you, callers. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.